Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Big news this morning from Ubisoft and Ghost Recon Wildlands. Now, I just got to say, Ghost Recon Wildlands is one of the biggest hits of the year. And it's one of those games that makes me feel really out of touch because I had no desire to play it, haven't really played it. I dabbled a little bit with it, but haven't really played it. Don't know anybody who's playing it. And yet it's this game that is hugely successful, has sold extremely well, has a vibrant online community. People love this game, and yet it's just not in my field of view. So you have to forgive some of my ignorance on this one. It's just not, I just feel very out of touch with the Ghost Recon Wildlands world. But nevertheless, maybe this will be the thing that gets me in touch with it, because this is a really cool piece of news. There is an update that's coming out tomorrow, December 14th, for Ghost Recon Wildlands. And in that update, they are adding the freaking Predator. The Predator from the movie Predator. Yeah, get to the chopper now. That Predator. Predator is coming into Ghost Recon Wildlands. Pretty awesome. And surprising. No indication that this was coming, and yet here it is. Coming to the game tomorrow. No indication from the pretty darn cool teaser trailer of how the Predator will be integrated into the game. But I'm pretty curious. Predator coming to Ghost Recon Wildlands tomorrow. Console gamers who were excited to jump into PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds when it released on Xbox One have been disappointed to learn the game isn't performing very well on the console, even on the new Xbox One X, the most powerful console on the planet at the moment, still struggles to run the game at a decent frame rate. A new Digital Foundry analysis of the performance on both Xbox One and Xbox One X found that the game really has a hard time even hitting 30 frames per second. Now, granted, this game isn't technically released yet. This is a pre-release early access version, or as Microsoft calls it, Xbox Game Preview. So theoretically, the game will improve, and this is a pre-release still work in progress that I guess we can't expect to be great. But one would think that Microsoft wouldn't have put PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds out without it actually being playable. People have been complaining pretty strongly about the low frame rate, and Digital Foundry tried to do as scientific an analysis as they could. They set up a small squad and played together on the same server. They said across one 22-minute game, there was an average frame rate of 25.6 frames per second on the base console and only 27.6 frames per second on Xbox One X. Now, we should note Xbox One X is doing more stuff. It is playing the game at 4K and in HDR and with improved textures. So it is scaling up its workload in relation to the Xbox One. But that's pretty disheartening that neither console can reach a minimum 30 frames per second locked frame rate, which is sort of the minimum of what we would expect for any kind of action title. And you would hope that it actually could reach a higher frame rate than that. Now, the game doesn't perform much better on PCs either, and it certainly hasn't held it back as an early access game selling 20 million plus copies on Steam. So maybe it's not such a big deal. Digital Foundry does note that the title tracks gameplay from up to 99 other players, and clearly they say there's a lot going on behind the scenes that could impact performance. And they said they're willing to bet that PUBG can be both CPU or GPU bound at any moment. So they had a hard time nailing down what the bottleneck was and what the main issue with PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds on console was. Either way, I think people are a little disappointed, and it may hold back PUBG from being the big hit that Microsoft hoped. And yet, you know, they put it out in this game preview program. So maybe this is all part of the process of rolling it out, of testing it over a large scale with a lot of players, and we will see improvements as the game heads toward actual 1.0 release. Ni No Kuni 2, Level 5 and Bandai Namco's very anticipated anime-inspired Japanese-style role-playing game sequel, is being delayed once again. Originally set for release November of this year, it was delayed into January, back in July, and now we see another delay into March. Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom has been delayed to March 23rd, 2018, as of today. And in a note about the shifting release date, Level 5's director and CEO of development, Akihiro Hino, wrote that the team is still tinkering with the game to ensure that it, quote, meets our highest quality standards. He says, "With innovation and new ideas comes the need to ensure everything works together in a fun and cohesive way. This means we'll need a bit more time to make sure the entire Ni No Kuni 2 experience meets our high quality standards." That's a bit of a bummer, as this game was high up on my anticipation list for the early part of 2018, and March, I think, is going to be much more crowded with releases. But Ni No Kuni 2 will be hitting PlayStation 4 and Windows PC, unless it gets another delay, March 23rd, 2018. All right, next up, we're going to go to one of your call-ins. This comes from Josh from World Mapcast. He's been picking up on something I've been laying down lately, and I love this topic, so we're going to dive into it, and you'll get that pun in a second.
Hey Jeff, it's Josh from WorldMapcast.com. You've been talking on your shows lately about how there's no good fishing mechanic in video games, and every time you say that, I nod my head right along with you, but I recently fired old Torchlight 2 back up, and do you remember the fishing mechanic in Torchlight 2? Let's not kid ourselves, it's still fishing, which isn't that exciting, but of all the ones that I've ever played, that one is actually pretty good. It's simple. You wait for the glowy ring to close around a circle. It's one mouse click when you get it to where you think you're going to catch something. And most of the time, it's pretty easy to use. You can even get dynamite from merchants in the game to throw into a fishing hole and blow all the fish out of it at once, which is pretty cool. And the fishing holes have a limited number of supply to each one of them. I just think it's a really cool approach to fishing in video games and probably the best I've seen.
Thanks for the call in, Josh. Yeah, this is one of my weirder video game pet peeves, fishing in video games. Now, I have to say up front, I'm not a fan of fishing in real life, so that probably colors a lot of my opinions here, and you'll forgive me for having a bit of a prejudice against the act of fishing. I just don't find it particularly fun. I don't find it particularly compelling. I understand people do it to relax, and I certainly enjoy eating fish, so I have nothing against yanking them out of the ocean for my own personal gain. I just don't enjoy the process. But there are a lot of things in real life that I don't enjoy that I do enjoy in video games. That's one thing video games are for: turning something not fun into something fun. So I've been waiting, and especially because there are so many games that have fishing minigames in them or fishing components in them. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fascination for Japanese audiences about fishing. And I certainly understand that's a much more of a cultural thing in that culture. And so something I am not going to be able to relate to. So I'm starting at a disadvantage here on a lot of levels. And if you like fishing in real life, if you like fishing in video games, take this with a grain of salt, because I'm not insulting a thing you like. But I keep waiting and hoping for a video game to make fishing fun, to give me some reason to do it. There are lots of reasons to do it as far as reward. World of Warcraft, for example, gives you lots of cool rewards for doing fishing stuff. But my goodness, it's so mind-numbingly boring to me that I will never spend time in World of Warcraft that I could spend questing or grinding my dailies or whatever, sitting at a fishing hole waiting around for fish. Now, invariably, fishing games, fishing mini games, that is, are just that. They're mini games. They're tiny little mechanics that are made just for that event. And I know you pointed out Torchlight 2. I went back and watched a video of how fishing works in Torchlight 2 because I honestly couldn't remember it, probably because I never did it, even though I played the heck out of that game. But yeah, I mean, it's, again, a mini game. A circle fills up, you click the button at the right moment when the circle hits the right place, and you get a fish. Okay, I agree with you. Simple, clear, easy to do. Why do I want to do it? I mean, I guess you could say Torchlight and its brethren, the Diablos of the world, these sort of click-a-lot loot games, are just that, click and get something. But at least there's some dynamic, interesting thing happening on the screen. I'm just standing there passively, holding a rod into a water hole, waiting for a button to fill up so I can I mean, it couldn't be less interesting to me. And there are lots of games that use minigame mechanics to turn something that you would think would not be interesting into something really interesting. Like, for example, one of my favorite things in video games is a good hacking minigame. I love games like Deus Ex and Bioshock that when you hack into something, you got to do a little minigame. You got to figure it out. Fallout, where you've got the sort of word game on the screen and you got to figure out which word, you know, based on the letters that you got right in your previous guesses. All that stuff. I dig that, man. That's fun. Why have we not been able to figure out a fun minigame for fishing? Probably because fishing itself isn't fun, I guess. But I think that's a nut that can be cracked. I think you could figure out a fun fishing minigame. I really do. I just don't think anybody has. And I'm waiting for someone to point out the good fishing minigame. But yeah, also, this is a taste thing. There's a lot of people that will say that, you know, even WoW's fishing is fun for them. So, you know, to each his own. But to me, no fishing games.